Queen Elizabeth II is now firmly thought of as a remarkable woman, isn't she? And more than that, a remarkable monarch, having reached 70 years of her reign. That is remarkable, a once-in-a-generation thing. No one has occupied her throne longer than she has. We might say that there's really no one quite like her. She has gifts and graces, and they are put into service, aren't they? And in that, she is fulfilling something of her Christian faith, something she's always spoken of. So what we're going to do this morning together is take a short stroll through those handful of verses in 1 Corinthians that will help us see where gifts and service fit in the Christian life and the life of a church, be it that of the Queen or just you and me. The first thing Paul speaks of here is diversity. The word he actually uses is closer to variety. And it points to the fact that we're saying to the children, we're all different on purpose. Each person is assigned their portion. They're appointed to a certain task. The Queen has been given her role, not just by birth, but by God. And in the same way, you and I have been given our portion and our tasks in the church and also in the world. You are here to do something that no one else can do. And just like there's only one Queen of England, there's also only one of you. That speaks to the diversity, variety we're to see amongst ourselves in the church, even as we're united under one name. And that's why our reading starts where it does. There are different kinds of gifts. That's a good thing. And speaking of those gifts, Paul pushes on. He also talks about them in more detail. He says there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are lots of gifted people. We talk of people who are specially gifted with some ability or talent. These are people who are celebrated. It used to be that to be a celebrity, you had to have something to be celebrated. The times have changed, haven't they? The Queen has gifts and graces. She's got wisdom and longevity. And this weekend, we celebrate her because she is gifted, and she is a gift to many in the UK and all around the world. But in the church, we're gifted as well. God's gifts, you see, they always come wrapped in people. And these verses tell us that we're all gifted and we're to be cherished and we're to be celebrated. The term Paul actually uses here, it's the same thing as our birthday present. God gives gifts, presents to his people because they're visible signs of his love and his grace. Now, we don't throw jubilee parties every week, but we could, because we could throw a party and celebrate each other in the church endlessly because we're loved and we're celebrated by God. We've been doing this a little bit. I wonder if you've noticed. We're doing this a little bit in our weekly prayer diary at Ballygilbert. Each week for the last wee while, we've been celebrating and praying individually for our elders. That's a good thing to do, and it's not vain glory. It's not to puff them up. It's to give our heartfelt thanks to God because he gives us these people and their gifts, and he's given them to us. All Christian people, by definition, are gifted people. So what is your gift? And where might your gift fit in to the life of this congregation? Because gifts are supposed to be used. Paul pushes on. I wonder if you've ever had an unwanted gift or an unused gift. Someone gave you something and you never used it. People talk these days of re-gifting. We take a gift we don't want and we rewrap it and we pass it on to someone else. Isn't that despicable? Isn't that awful? It's reasonably well known when it comes to the queen. The young Princess Elizabeth had the crown and the monarchy thrust upon her at a young age. Devastated by the loss of her father, King George VI, Elizabeth felt young, unready, unprepared. But her gifts would be put to great use, wouldn't they, over these last 70 years. The lesson for the church in Corinth and in Ballygilbert is the same. If we're a gifted people, we must use those gifts. Sometimes people in churches get to a certain age, don't they? And they start to think to themselves, well, my time's over. It's done. I've done my bit. I've served my time, and now I'm finished. Now, I always think that makes church membership sound like a prison sentence. You've done your time, you know, done your bird. I'm here to tell you that's just wrong. Here's the news. Your gifts don't fade. And they don't die. And they have to be put to use. The clue is in the way Paul phrases this. He doesn't talk about service in general, but talks about a specific person to be served. Here he is. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. You see the person we're supposed to serve here? Our communion class has been talking about this. The church is a family to belong to and a place to serve. We get into horrible trouble as a church if you turn up and you want your way. That's not service. Someone has very cleverly said that most churches have got to move from the ministry of the few to the ministry of the pew. From the ministry of the few to the ministry of the pew. That's you, by the way. We're here to serve. It can be as simple, folks, as saying a friendly hello to the person next to you on a Sunday. How you doing? And I'm sure they'll do the same for you. That's serving one another. It can be as simple as that. But there's something in you that you know you have to do. The Swiss theologian Arnold Bittlinger, you've never heard of him, don't worry. He said, it's not a matter of waiting until something comes over me or forces me, but a readiness to give out what God has placed in me. A gifted people putting their gifts into service. Think of the queen for a second. Imagine if we had a monarch, a queen, who only demanded to be served. We wouldn't celebrate her. We wouldn't throw a party for her. But because she serves, we're more than happy to celebrate her this weekend. Why are we any different? Could you be the help we need this summer, coming alongside children and young people? Could you be the one to help with our count each week? Could you simply encourage others by faithfully turning up to Sunday services or the prayer meeting? I can't tell you the encouragement of seeing people support things. It's really simple. Like maybe you're thinking, well, you know, Craig, I have done my time and I'm tired. That speaks to the fact that these things take a tremendous amount of energy. Imagine the energy the Queen has dispelled in these last 70 years. It takes a lot of energy. And that's actually what Paul says next. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it's the same God at work. That word working is our word for energy. And being human as we are, we're very prone to think about our reserves, aren't we? I don't know how energetic you feel this morning, but we all get tired, we get worn out, run down, and we need a rest. The good news of this passage and this verse is that it's not our energy that's being talked about. Let's read it again and spot the energy source. Do you see it? There are different kinds of working energy, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. It's God's power, God's energy. Here's the big question of this weekend. How on earth does Her Majesty keep going? She's certainly slowing down a little, isn't she? Can I say that? I don't think we'd begrudge her a rest. But how does the church keep going? We've been here since 1841. Not we, but we've been here since 1841. What keeps it going? It's God's work. It's God's spirit. It's God's energy. And we will know that's true because we'll see things happen over the long years of the church. They may happen slowly, but they'll happen. We'll see them. Lives will be changed. Relationships healed and restored and flourishing. Growing congregations, dare I say it. Testimonies, little stories among us about the work God is doing. Gifts released into service for one another and those outside our doors. I know that I feel the challenge of that. I'm sure you do too. It's a big challenge. Lastly, we come to the why. I'll not debate with you the why of the monarchy today. Some see it as a major part of British culture. It's our greatest export. It's part of our tradition. Others might see it go. The why question of the Queen gets answered differently to those who might succeed her. But what about our why? Well, it's in verse 7. To each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given. Why? For the common good. This is another little strike against those who would think of themselves in the church only. Paul consistently calls us back to community and the common good. That's the idea we might get on board with. It makes sense. We nod our heads, go, yeah, common good, fantastic. But what's being pushed here, friends, is more than an idea. We're to see this unity of the Spirit, the gifting of the Spirit, the energy of the Spirit demonstrated in the life of the church. That's the word manifestation. It's the driver of this verse. If the Spirit's at work in us, he will make his gifts known to us, and he will be felt in the fruit that he adds to us. You will have something you know you have to do, some role to play. And here's the kicker, you will be increasingly loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled, the fruit of the Spirit. Hate the fruit of the Spirit because I read it and I think to myself, Craig, has the gospel made you kinder? Ugh. I wish it had, but I'm a work in progress just like you. I know you feel the same. Are we gentler, kinder, more compassionate, patient, forgiving? These are the things we'll see if the Spirit's at work in us. Not so that we can pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, I'm here, the finished article, the best version of me. Not for that. For the common good, for others. Do you know, I think the Queen is a great example of these things. But the church should be the best example of these things because we don't preach the Queen. We preach Jesus. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Let me pray for us. Father God, in our Queen, we see so much that is honorable and for the common good. And yet she is not our Savior or the driver of the church. You are. And by your Son and Spirit, you have equipped your church, your people, with gifts for service. So stir us this morning. Father, make it clear what we must do in the church family here. And grow us in grace. And all for the common good of this community of faith. So that she is battle ready for a difficult and heartbreaking world. Lord, help us in Jesus' strong name.